AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. House Republicans reached their 218th seat, giving them leverage to blunt President Joe Biden's agenda and consider investigations. But the lead is slim and will complicate the party's ability to govern. Full scope of the majority may not be clear for several more days or weeks, as votes in competitive races are still being counted. Mitch McConnell is again the Republican leader in the Senate. McConnell says he is disappointed by his party's showing in the midterm elections.
Independents and among moderate Republicans who looked at us and concluded too much chaos, too much negativity, and we turned off a lot of these centrist voters.
In an AP interview, former Vice President Mike Pence talked about the attack on the U.S. Capitol as Congress was acting to certify President Joe Biden's election. He says he watched video of the mob breaking into the building and rampaging inside.
Seeing those sights on the cell phones as we gathered in the loading dock below the Senate chamber, I couldn't help but think, not this, not here. Not in America.
The former vice president says he wants to see those involved prosecuted for their crimes.
I believe everyone that rioted at the Capitol needs to be held to the strictest account of the law. I said it that day, and it continues to be my position.
As the rioters stormed the Capitol, Pence and his staff and family were steered to safety as some in the mob chanted, "Hang Mike Pence." Pence declined to say whether he thinks former President Donald Trump, who has announced another run for the White House, is fit to return to the job. Legislation to protect same-sex and interracial marriages crossed a major Senate hurdle, putting Congress on track to take the historic step of ensuring that such unions are protected by federal law. 12 Republicans voted with all the Democrats to move the Respect for Marriage Act forward, meaning a final vote could come as soon as this week or later in the month. This is AP News. Hundreds of words are added to the Scrabble dictionary.
It's almost a certainty a Scrabble player will ask during a game, is that a word? If it's dox, zadonk, or fohawk, the answer is yes. About 500 new words are joining the Scrabble player's dictionary. There are shortened words like convo and guac, trademarks like dumpster. Compound words are in the book with page view, baby moon, and subtweet. There are also unwords, unfollow, unsub, and unmute. They may sound familiar, but they were never Scrabble official. Also new to the dictionary, whelp, and at least one old-fashioned word that simply fell under the radar for years, yeehaw. I'm Ed Donahue.
For the first time in 54 years, Cy Young Award winners in both the National and American Leagues are unanimous selections. Houston's Justin Verlander wins his third Cy Young after leading the majors with a 1.75 ERA. The National League Cy Young goes to Miami Marlins' Sandy Alcantara. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.